So I noticed today on Twitter there was a trend going on where this I guess photographer was saying, I was doing a photo shoot in downtown Sanford when this UPS delivery man kindly interrupted and asked for a picture. And then it's a really photogenic picture of a UPS guy. And the guy is saying, can somebody find this UPS driver so he can see this photo of him? And then a little sad face emoji. Got obviously viral because, you know, when, you know, you can make something go viral if you want to on Twitter. And then UPS responded with, yes, we heart this. We will find him for you. We got you covered. Winky face emoji. And it's like, it's so obviously something dreamed up by a PR firm to rehabilitate UPS's image that it's honestly just depressing. Like, it's depressing that there are people, first of all, at UPS who were willing to just, like, you know, to try and do PR for this shooting incident, thank the cops, then realize that was a bad move, now have been astroturfing stories to try and rehabilitate UPS by, like, fucking, you know, holding up a person of color as a fucking like token, right?
Yeah. Well, it's like, meanwhile, the winky face at the end of this tweet clearly means they're gonna send Sanford PD to do a fucking wellness check on this guy.
Oh, we'll find him. I mean, they already have like 10 cameras on him because they're like, is that black guy allowed to be driving that UPS truck? I don't know.
Unsure.
I smell a violation of a lot of different laws here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got you covered. That's not a reference to anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievably fucking cynical. It's like we know that, you know, people aren't viewing us favorably right now. And honestly, they probably don't care about the posting about them. They probably don't care about people on Twitter being like, UPS literally murdered a guy. What they care about is their bottom line. So what they're probably seeing is a noticeable decrease in people choosing UPS over, say, you know, some other courier for the holiday season. And they're like, holy shit, we need to kick this fucking PR machine into high gear.
Yeah, well, and like, in a week, we're definitely going to see a write-up about this from a couple of fucking flimsy tabloids who are like, oh, look at UPS reunited a photographer and a fucking UPS driver that he photographed on his route. And it's just going to be like this big fucking moment for them in the news. And they're going to be able to play it up like, oh, we didn't kill a guy. Please forget that it's actually two people. Please forget we killed two guys.
You know what's weird? No one ever talks about the fact that the cops also just killed the jewelry thief. That seems bad too.
Right.
Yeah, I talked about it when it happened. It's like these cops did a massacre in the streets to protect property.